It is the Pink. We are back. It is the Anfield Raps post-match audio show. It's Neil Atkinson with Andy Heaton, with Fuad Hassan, and with Stu Wright. And Stu, from a Liverpool point of view, that can't have gone any better. It wasn't easy, and no one's saying it was easy. I think Norwich actually played quite well in patches, and they put Liverpool under pressure. But all of Liverpool's machine worked pretty well. Not perfectly, not absolutely spot on, but well enough, and it's an excellent 3-0 win.
Yeah, Liverpool were great. You've got to put it into context, haven't you, and think that, you know, it's Norwich's first game back. They're at home. We've seen what the newly promoted teams have done over the weekend as well.
Yeah,
you know, you knew that the Norwich crowd were going to be feral. There's fireworks before the game, but the only fireworks that were on the pitch came from Liverpool.
Marvellous stuff
in the end. You couldn't really ask for more. A 3-0 win, a clean sheet. Van Dijk not being put under too much pressure, but able to stretch his legs. He was able to make a few of those big switches that we love with him.
And they got to wrap the Brazilian lads up in cotton wool as well and give them only half an hour and still get the results. When we all saw the team come in, we were all a bit like, fucking hell, no Fabinho. But then you get to sort of see how it goes, and in the end, it couldn't have gone better for the gaffer.
It couldn't have done it. You know, if you were trying to read the gaffer's mind beforehand and think about what was his plan for how the game might unfold, I think it pretty much went perfectly to plan, didn't it, really? As you say, you know, the two Brazilians were able to come off the bench with and get a good full 30 minutes in the legs. Firmino was able to get a goal as well. Fabinho looked fabulous when he came on. Mm. Made such a difference in the midfield. And it's really exciting. Liverpool, for the majority of the game, I don't think got out of third gear. And still, it was just so exciting. It was so exhilarating to see those footballers again and see what they're capable of. I mean, Mo Salah looks like... I mean... We've just done the hot mic there, and you were talking about him going after Dixie Dean's 60 goals.
I'd like him to not square it when he's in at the end. I'd like him then to open his body up and put it in the bottom corner, Stu. I'm not going to lie to you.